You're supposed to say the lines.
Oh, is it? I gotta say that?
Yes.
Public service announcement. Using opinions or other opinions.
Fuck that bullshit. They are my opinions. And my guests. No one else's. Remember, this show ain't for chitlins' ears. So listening discretion and viewing discretion is advised. This is a paranormal horror crime show. So the scenes and the sounds could be a little terrifying to those little ears and those little eyeballs. And of course, there's obviously cussing. I mean, it's me. Please don't do anything that these stupid-ass people do in podcast. This is for entertainment purposes and for you guys to listen with your ears. Consume the knowledge. And now, time for the show.
Forget to click that like, subscribe, follow, you know the drill, wherever you watch, wherever you listen, and thank you so much for your support.
What is up, everybody? It is Shauna with Exploring the Paranormal Perspective. I hope everybody has had a very fantabulous and wonderful weekend. It has been a very eventful weekend, a very exciting weekend, and I come bearing news, but I will tell you guys about it a little later. What I wanted to talk about right now is we had a convention that we went to this weekend, and it was called the Haya Nation Paranormal Horror Show out in Paragould, Arkansas. This show was about 7 hours away from me. What's up, Toons? Thank you. It's good to be back. I'm going to switch everything. I feel like I haven't done this in a while. It was about 7.5 hours to get there, but on the way back, it was about 8.5 hours. It seems like Google Maps wanted to just steer us into the direction of a house of a thousand corpses. So we were on back roads coming home, and it was kind of creepy. But I'll get to that in a minute. Let's talk about the. Let me pull this away because I was eating and munching. The convention, I think, for a first-time convention, was an awesome hit. Santiago Cirillo did an amazing job getting everything together and teaming up with Scared City Productions to sponsor him and get things out there. It was a very awesome horror convention, paranormal horror convention, and I hate that it was in an aluminum building. And that's the only thing I really disliked about it was that it was in an aluminum building because I had no reception whatsoever. Every time I tried to stream out to you guys, it would pause, it would buffer. Thank you for that, Toons. All right. Yeah, that's what I was doing. I was trying to find the damn shit all over the place. Some of the stuff that I was showing you guys, I hope you saw. Because it was a very, very good event. Santi looked tired, but he was holding it together like a champ. There was amazing artists. I mean, there was a freaking airbrush artist that I wish to God would have been captured because his work was just so awesome. And I don't know where my, I think I left it over there. But I have a freaking, I made this little card holder that I use to collect all the cards of all the people I want to get on the show. And hopefully I can get him on the show. If I can get him on the show, then you'll, I mean, I want to show you guys the stuff anyway, but he, you can see the threading of the clothes that he designed and everything. It was just, oh my God. But there was a lot of artists there. There was a lot of, I don't think that there was not that many authors. There was quite a few books that were out there, but Santi and Frederick Williams, I think they were the only ones that had a, no, I take that back. There was a paranormal group that had a book. There was a paranormal group that had a book. Give me just a second. I'm going to grab the books. Huh? I'm not prepared. When am I ever prepared? Oh, it was over here. It was behind me. I was prepared, but I was not prepared at the same time. I'm going to show you guys, and I probably have some of the crystals in that big box, on that big bag over there too with the candy, but maybe not. But when we went, I was bound and determined to get Santi's books, of course, because he's a military brother from another mother. And one of his books, and I started reading this one yesterday on the way home, A Veteran's Homecoming. And the first chapter starts off talking about the mom and the little boy. And then the next chapter goes straight into military combat. And it was like, oh my God. So far, so good on this book. And it is amazing. And it's Santiago Cirillo, U.S. Army Infantry Veteran, A Veteran's Homecoming. And it is, so far, so good. It doesn't have that many pages, so, I mean, it would be a pretty quick read, but I'm looking forward to finishing this one. You can purchase this book at Amazon.com. Just look up Santiago Cirillo. It's Santiago Cirillo. Again, it's Santiago, Santiago Cirillo. And it's called A Veteran's Homecoming. You can get it in Kindle for $5, hardcover, $18, paperback, $15. It's a good read. He's a veteran. Please show your support to my military brother. But not only does he write stuff like this, but he writes The Headhunter Zombified Book 1. He's got quite a few zombie books out there that are really amazing. I read some other ones on Kindle, and I wanted to get the hard copy, but I love hardback books. One, they sit up better when you put them up on a shelf. And two, they last longer. But this one is by Santiago Cirillo and Kendra Souder. I hope I said her name right. But this one looks very interesting too. And you can get this off of Amazon.com. He's got them on Amazon.com. I'm pretty sure he has his own website that has it. I'm horrible, and I'll have to look it up and see. But this one looks awesome too. I started reading the first part of it, and just the first paragraph was like, and then you go into the second paragraph and it talks about how he works for Area 51. So if y'all are interested in zombie books or zombies period, and you like horror stuff, I suggest that is a buy. Now, if you like real life horror stuff, well, I say real life horror stuff, but like military scary horror stuff, this is one for you. I mean, the back even states, Army veteran comes home to retire after his military service. Because of a tragic event, he decides to shun himself from the world and become homeless. No addiction, no substance abuse, just PTSD. Take a journey and see how his service heals his family, his community, strangers, and his fellow military brothers and sisters of all branches. Life is worth living after service. Now, Santi is real big in anti-bullying and suicide awareness, especially among military, but all around anti-bullying and suicide awareness. That is the one thing that I have always been a big, I guess you could say, advocate of, because there are so many military veterans that don't get the help they need, or they reach out for help, but there's just not enough for the government to get them in there and get them looked at properly. Or maybe there's just not anybody they can really seem like they can connect with or talk to. And that is a big, big deal for me. I've been so busy. I got an announcement to make. So you guys got to keep listening.
Oh my God, I'm going to make it.
I'm going to make it soon. That was what I got from Santi. And this I got from Frederick Williams. You can go to frederickwilliams.com and he's got two books available. He's got this one and another one. And there's also illustrations in here from him. And I'm not sure who Alasha Williams is. Alasha. I'm probably saying it so wrong. But him and her illustrate the book. And it even says, enter at your own risk. Because some of the illustrations are, they're way over 18 plus. I say way over 18 plus. They're 18 plus. I mean, period. 18 plus. You got to be an adult. You need to be an adult to look at this stuff. I'm not going to show you that picture. If you want to see that picture, buy the damn book and look at the picture. But it's an accumulation. It says, this is, I love his little bio. It's awesome. It says, since its spacecraft crash-landed into Capitol Heights, Maryland, from the center of the Earth, he has taken on the name of Frederick Williams. He is now masquerading as a horror story author, currently living in Arkansas. His stories have been featured in Des Moines and BOSS Code magazine. Frederick is also a full-time entrepreneur, father, and husband. He can be reached at www.frederickwilliamsmedia.com. So I had his website wrong. It's frederickwilliamsmedia.com. And it talks about riveting modern horror anthology, unsettling yet unputdownable. A diverse collection of literary thought-provoking and disturbing short stories. The author begins his stories with fairly mundane details, and when you're least expecting it, hits you with a hammer right on the head. Bang. Delve into the dark as the author introduces you to indigestible truths and harsh realities. Stylistic horror full of shocks and surprise, Frederick Williams has mastered the art of sardonic writing and palpable. I read a couple paragraphs of this on the way back too, and it's interesting so far. It was not a, I deal with floofy whenever, just kidding, floofy, I'm kidding. But no, it is a very interesting book. I mean, there's a title called The Sex Eaters for Men. That's the title of one of the dark short stories. There's another one called Serial Killer, like the box serial killer. There's Killer Cell, Space Alien Rapture, Nosy Dead Neighbor, Why Dead Children Come Back. If you hear them, you're dead. You're die. YouTube Monster. The Ever Living Man. Sinful Hour. Daddy Night. I mean, it's just, it's the first one is the real child killer. Oh my God. Laughing my ass off. God. Well, you know, it happens. but no, it is, I wouldn't say a good twist on horror, but when it comes to mature audiences in horror, yeah, this is the book that a lot of people think. And the illustrations, not all of them are bad. I mean, I'm not saying bad like bad art. I'm just saying like they're not mature sexual innuendos. Nice little dark horror images that are there. This one I don't think I'm gonna show. There, like I said, I am looking forward to reading this. I'm gonna email him and see if he wants to be on my show. I think it'd be awesome to have him on the show. He's a very nice guy. We were talking to him at the show. I actually bought a crystal from him, but I left it in the bathroom because it's like a rope thing and I don't want it to get wet. Some very, very good sketches in there. And that's how Ari wanted to start off with sketches and stuff. I can't show you that one. There's just a lot of images in here. And the funny thing is, I saw this, Tales from the Rapers. And I'm like, oh, man, I like the cover of that book. And I'll admit, I didn't even look on the inside of it. I wanted to buy it because it's a new horror book. And I wanted to see if it was going to be any good. And then I start, and then I get to that table of contents that says enter at your own risk. And I'm like, uh-oh. I started panning through and I saw the one, and I'll tell you, because this is already for mature audiences. It's called Dickhead. The artwork is called Dickhead. I'll leave it to your imagination there, Floofin' Tunes. But, and I might show y'all in Discord. We'll see. It was a very interesting event. I liked it. I like the artwork. I like the crystals. And the awesome thing about these necklaces is that it's adjustable. And the little band that's around the two parts of the necklace, when you scrunch it up, you can push it up and down. So it adjusts. You can have it as a choker. Or you can have it down here. But if you stretch it out, it won't budge at all. Very, very good concept on this. I also got me a... I got me a pocket watch. And yep, I got it for me. It says, never forget. Of course, it's a real pocket watch. And the gentleman asked me, he said, who are you getting the watch? What veteran are you getting the watch for? And I told him myself. And he was like, found out a lot about him. He was radio ops. He was in the army. And very, very... That's awesome. If you ever go up to an older person and you find out they're in the service, talk to them. Their stories are amazing. He was stationed in Turkey and he loved it. And he said he would have spent his whole career there in Turkey if they would have let him. He said that he bought one bottle of wine for $1 and they gave him steaks and beer and everything the whole time he was there. For one bottle of wine. I mean, I think I probably would have stayed too, you know? What's the book called again? I may need to get this. You can go to frederickwilliamsmedia.com, Fluffy. It's called Tales from the Rapers. It was a very, very good book. Well, not good book, but very interesting from what I've read so far. And I highly suggest looking into it. All right, so for my findings, I got that ghosty, and then I got another smaller one, amethyst. And I actually got the idea of making my own little geeky girl ghosty from that, and from Tina and Adrian's idea of using plaster. And they even made a little tombstone. I'm not quite sure what stone that is. I'm sure Woodwalker Dawn would be able to tell me. And then what I've been calling Labradorite stone. Labradorite. But I found out that this stone is for protection. But I got that from the convention. Now, see, paranormal conventions have all kinds of shit, y'all. I mean, especially those on the witchy side. There was a vendor there called Witch and Moan. That was the name of her store. The Witch and Moan. How cool. Yo, crashing in. I do have you on Twitch, but I didn't. Oh, yeah. Hell, when you can get freaking more money off of Kick than you can on Twitch. I'm trying to get everybody to come over here. Like, come and follow me over here. But good to see you. Crash in anytime. Yeah, I know, right? I sat there and I was looking at like your, I guess your stats and everything to see. And I'm going, oh my God. There are some amazing people on Kick. Some amazing people. And not to say there's not any amazing people on Twitch. I do hope that those that are in on the Twitch side that are listening to me, if you want to subscribe to me, please do so on the green side, because the green side won't take half of the money that you put in to support your, I mean, even if it's not me, if you're supporting anybody and you know that they're on Kick, go to Kick, because that money, more of the money will go to that entertainer, that podcaster, that gamer than it does on the purple side. Just a little FYI. What I've seen, dashboard looks really comfortable on the green side. You know it is, and it's getting better and better. Every update they have gets better and better. The only thing I have to complain about on their dashboard is when I go into edit and I highlight it to make it disappear, it disappears. So you have to go in and click in it and then delete a couple and then write out what you want to write out and then save it. I don't know if it's just me that it does that to or what. But yeah, if you want to subscribe to anybody, please, if you know that they're on the Kick side, go to the Kick side. They get 95% of what is put in over there compared to 50%. So green side is still on beta. Yep, it's still on beta. Oh, thank you. I appreciate you so much. That's another thing, though. That's another thing they need to work on, because much love to you. And oh my God, hang on. I had a freaking Sour Patch stuck on my tooth. Wait, did you say the big announcement? No, I have not said the big announcement yet. Should I say the big announcement now? Or should I wait? I was trying, because of Kick, I've learned to be more supportive. People are really awesome. People are awesome. There are so many amazing people over here. I mean, I had people that I went in and I supported. I subscribed maybe one time. And they have come over and at least said hello and continues to follow every time. Gigi is one of them. I haven't subscribed to her. I'm sorry. It broke. But I did go over there and I followed her, and she has come over here, I don't know how many times, just to drop by and say hello and tell me that she has my tab open. She is awesome. Laugh out loud, whenever you're ready. I was just making sure I didn't miss it. Nope, you didn't miss it yet. You didn't miss it yet. I will be announcing it in a moment, but I've got two more of these that I want to show, especially the last one, because of Phasmophobia. And those that have played Phasmophobia with me know what I'm talking about. But then I've got this skull. And the funny thing I find on this skull is that it's got a nose. It's got a nose. It totally does. I didn't even think about that. But yeah, it does look like the Jigsaw doll. Now you're going to make me paint on it. I'm going to have to paint on it. And then last but not least, Twilight. She had an amethyst toilet. I could not resist. It is so cute. Look how little it is. But I got it. I saw it. I was like, oh man, that's a sign. I gotta buy it. I gotta buy it. It's a toilet. But I got these two for free just for buying some stuff over there. So that's going. And it's funny because it's all amethyst. I got a lot of amethyst. And I didn't realize I got a lot of amethyst. No, that's not it. What did I do with my Labrador? Oh, there it is. This is the last thing I got. And the funny thing is, she pointed to it and it was the only one that was an owl with a skull. And I got that because I love skulls. But not only that. Let's see. You became a fan of Saul? Finished showing off this stuff. And I know I said I was going to finish showing off that stuff. And then I was going to tell my announcement. I'll tell my announcement in just a second, I promise. And that's all I got. Besides food. Oh my God. Speaking of food, I don't know who I was watching, but whenever yesterday I was at a food booth and I had it sat down so you could see like a little cupcake wrapper and one thing. Anyway, this is what I was buying the things from. And if you saw me pan around, you could see like the cake pops and the brownies and stuff that was in little bins. Well, this is a pretzel stick with the white chocolate on it and skulls. And one of those skulls was on one that looked like a headstone. And it was chocolate, modeling chocolate with chocolate cake underneath it. And oh my God, it was the moistest, just the most delicious chocolate cake. This chick can bake. The only thing I didn't like that I so far that she made was the brownie. I don't like crispy brownies. I like, to me, crispy brownies are like cookies. I like mushy, fudgy, yumminess brownies with like harder ends. I like these rocks. It looks pretty cool. Ha ha! Thank you. And then of course there's the cake pop, the pumpkin, and then this, we were eating some of it last night, but it's a little rich. It's fudge. It's cookie, like Oreo cookie fudge. And it melts in your mouth. It's amazing. The hubby likes it. He likes the taste of it, but he says that the fudge that he likes is more like the little blocks where you can chew, you know, just bite into it and it not melt in your mouth. I like the melt in your mouth fudge. Sorry, that's just me. But we already ate those. And this is what we got left. But this fudge is amazing. I'm going to see if I can find her card. What did I do with... Oh, I think this is it. What's up, Poe? How you doing? Yeah, I want to see Insidious 2. I haven't seen it yet. Well, of course, I got to go see Insidious. It's been a while since I've seen Insidious. I want to go see it, too. And then did you know that they're making it as Nun 2? Let's see. So, I made this to take with me to hold my cards in because I was going to collect cards. So, I made this. And it's like a little accordion folder. And I made this, and what I'll probably do is eventually make these to have my own business card in them. And because it holds the business cards I got, and those go in there. But let me see. Oscar Rodriguez was there. Louis Wright Jr. was there. Bodie's Apothecary was there. Brutal Art. This gentleman. He's the one that does some amazing, amazing airbrush. And it is... Does he even have a website? I don't think he has a website. Maybe I should ring him and see if he wants a website. snooze you, because I'm about to do my... I can't snooze anymore! Oh, no! But, anyway, Delightful Bites. Here it is. Delightful Bites. Homemade goodies.
Now we're going to be right back after this brief break.
Are you looking for a supernatural radio show that is informative and fun? A show with topics such as ghosts, Bigfoot, psychic energy, spirits, cryptids, and more, hosted by paranormal investigators with years of investigations under their belts? Then look no further than The Calling 2.0, powered by the Sim Crew. Hosted by paranormal investigator Jerry and psychic medium Valentina, along with others. Tune in Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on the Para-X Radio Network.
This is Aaron Gillow from Ghost Adventures, and you're listening to Para-X Radio.
Millions of people are affected by the Para-X bug.
I realize that it is something that will stay with me for the rest of my life and long into the afterlife as well.
If you have the Para-X bug, there is hope. With a nightly visit to the Parax website and intensive past life regression therapy, I can control it.
Even with the Parax bug, I can still lead an active life of radio show hosting, paranormal investigating, evidence checking, attending conferences, book writing, keeping up with the latest technology, and still keep my 40-hour-a-week day job.
If you think that you have the Parax bug or know someone who might, visit para-x.com. And remember, you are not alone.
I am not alone.
I
am not alone.
The Parax bug may cause the urge to chase shadow people, visit exotic haunted locations, adopt a pug wedgie, or spend all of your time trying to figure out the laws and principles of paranormal investigation. Listening to Parax may increase these effects.
Sudden visions of full-body apparitions or feeling the covers being pulled off you in the middle of the night by unseen hands may also be signs of exposure to the Parax bug.
The use of Parax may be habit-forming, and an overwhelming desire to provoke spirits may be a serious side effect. If these symptoms last more than 4 hours, you should quickly consult a trusted witch and have her cast a "What the hell are you thinking?" spell on you. If symptoms persist, please contact the Parax Radio Network Homeland Security Team for further instructions.
The Parax bug may cause urges for late-night speaking with spirits and ghosts. Listening to Parax may increase these effects. Overwhelming desire to try provoking a spirit may be a serious side effect. Those with Parax bug effects lasting more than 4 hours should consult Parax or see a professional. Sudden outbursts at the mention of orbs may be a sign of exposure to the Parax bug. Use of Parax may be habit-forming. Use caution when engaging in Parax chat.
Your source for everything paranormal. Parax.
Hey, I told you we're going to be right back. Wasn't that long, right? Right.
You can find them on Facebook and Instagram. Lonnie Howell, Delightful Bites, Homemade Goodies, Fudge, Cake Pops, Cookies, Rice Krispie Treats, Chocolate Dipped Pretzels. Oh, speaking of the Rice Krispie Treats, it looks like a stick with an eyeball on it. The ending's really good. Oh, man. I'm going to have to watch it. The Frozen Foodie, they do freeze-dried foods. They're really good. Going to try to get them on here. They support Santi. And it's facebook.com/ The Frozen Foodie. And it's FR0Z. I think it's zero.Ah, maybe it's O. I can't tell. It's either zero or O. So The Frozen Foodie. I'm sure if you put The Frozen Foodie in and spell it right, it'll come up. Delightful Bites is also on Facebook and Instagram. This is my card for my paranormal group. Then I had this card for the podcast. Y'all seen that picture before? It's really dark. Oh my god. I'm gonna have to redo this. I'm gonna get a little lighter. I'm definitely gonna have to make it a little lighter. This dude is a photographer and he is amazing. He would take pictures of the people that were there that were dressed up in the costume contest stuff. And I mean, amazing, amazing. Oh, crystals here. This is the crystals that I got. Lauren's Unique Finds. Except for this. This is Monty Anderson. And you can find him on the Book of Faces. What's coming up? All right. Oh, remember Witch and Moan? They're all the way from Illinois. I thought we came for a ways, but I think there is about the same amount of drive for them that it was for us. And then they create awesome little, like, steampunk dolls, steampunk zombie dolls. What's up, Dawn? And little miniature houses and stuff. And it is amazing. They are really, really good. Then this is the Scared City Productions that is in charge, are sponsored the whole Hiya Nation Paranormal Horror Convention or show. And I guess that can lead me into my announcement. The hell with those dolls. Hey, those dolls look awesome. Did you see the picture? Look. Okay, so my announcement there for those that care. And here I am just going to let you listen to the interview I did with Santi at the Paragold Hiya Nation Paranormal and Horror Event.
Hiya! Dun, dun, dun!
Well, since I took your shoes off,
Your Majesty.
Huh?
I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. You guys are fantastic. Fantastic. So, you know, she's my military sister. And we have been great conversations of life. And she has motivated me many times. And she always follows me. Even when she's out, when I'm out of town, she's hollering at me, man. She totally support me. But next year, she is my spokesperson. She's literally, her podcast will be the podcast for the show, for the High On Nation show next year. So get ready, because she's going to be promoting us. She's going to be all over with interviews and everything. And we're going to give her a lot. Only the intel, the inside scoop will be from her. So you guys got to get her podcast crazy up.
Yes.
And get involved, because we're going to be together for a while.
Yeah.
We're like infinity. So get ready, man. It's going to be really good. And it's high energy. A lot of great support for small businesses, entrepreneurs, people dealing with mental health. And then we're going to talk spooky stuff. We're going to talk about, you know, horror movies, because I'm involved with 6 movie projects. And we're going to be doing some good stuff. Man.
Yeah, you got a lot of shit coming up.
A lot.
A lot of
a
shit.
Lot.
Like, what movie deals have you got going on?
We're doing...
that you can talk about.
The Kiyomichi Project with my friend Rick Prince, who's in there. It's a folklore of Sasquatch, Bigfoot, and we're filming it in Oklahoma. And it's horror, crazy.
You're going to be in Oklahoma?
Yeah.
You're going to be in White Neck of the Woods?
Hi, yeah. So we'll be in Oklahoma. And if anything, Rick is real cool with me. So we'll put the podcast in there and you can film some shit that you're allowed to film.
Hell yes.
And we'll do that.
That will be awesome. Y'all heard that.
So we get it. We're in good stuff, man. A new movie, Eric Roberts, will be out pretty soon called The Company We Keep. I'm in that film as a detective trying to solve a murder, which is based on a true story. Got it?
Is that that one that went?
No, this is
a new one.
This is a new one where this killer beheads women and has sex with the heads.
It's God, that does sound like a serial killer.
Yeah, serial killer, crazy stuff. So those are probably the two projects I could talk about. We're doing Smoke, which is my show that I've written, and some friends were with me. And we're going to actual paranormal facilities to raise money for them. But the show is like Nightmare on Elm Street meets Supernatural. We're taking the original story, twisting it a little bit, but still promoting the place. We're going to do conventions there, and we're going to have premieres and everything. So we got the first season, the first pilot show already written, and I'm going to Paulding, Ohio at the old Paulding Jail, and it's going to be pretty cool because there's a lot of people.
It's going to be the jail in Ohio?
Yeah, so we're doing that, and then we're going to go to other facilities around to help them. We happen to talk with like crazy amount of haunted places, and we're going to continue that trend for like 6 seasons and see how it goes and pitch it out. And I'm writing right now a new story about the Bell Witch, and we're going to shoot that in Ashland City, Tennessee. So, and it's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Are you going to, how do they pronounce it? Silcon or Kilcon?
Silcon.
Silcon,
Central Illinois Comic Con.
Yeah.
It's a simple story, and I'm going to tell you this. Becky is a promoter, and she made this show specifically free for everybody, for anti-bullying, for freaking networking and everything. And there was new owners in a facility that she had in Mattoon, Illinois, and they pretty much told us that, you know, they don't want us there, or they don't want her there. And
we're demon worshippers.
Yeah, all that crazy stuff. And then she ended up finding a new place. So I'm promoting the heck out of it. Everybody around is supporting her. It's still free. You go in. You guys can get tables. You can do some great
I got
things.
A table.
So we're going to do some good stuff, man. You need to help her. It's, we're going to grow this show because it's been going on forever. That is one of the only really Comic Cons that I go every year. And everybody's still, and I'm going for like 5 years.
You know, I'm kind of sad Keith's paranormal show is gone. Because that's where I first met you.
Yep.
Was at Mid-South. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome. All the people, everything. Oh, it was amazing.
So, yeah, Keith is going to be around for more shows than I'm involved with. And he's actually involved with a lot of intel for the TV show Smoke. So we're going to... And he's got a great show coming out.
Yes, he does.
You guys got to check out the trailer. So check out Keith Age. Yes. He's the real deal. Paranormal World, the knowledge you want from there, that's Keith Age. I'm
yes,
telling you.
Yes, yes.
He's got great connections.
He is an amazing human being. All right. So you have that movie coming up that you're going to be in. Mm-hmm. Where are you going to be in Oklahoma for that?
That's next year.
Next year?
We're trying to shoot in the fall. A little bit of the fall, beginning of the fall, and it's a multi-million-dollar movie. So you know, this town in Oklahoma is going to get a lot of revenue, and a lot of great varieties of people go there and visit. People don't understand when you film movies and shows. People go to these actual places and travel and take vacation there.
Yeah,
and,
they do.
You know, look how Twilight was just a vision of a woman that passed by the town, and she wrote it in her book, and now this town is worth crazy millions. Peachtree City in Sonora, Georgia.
Oh, was Georgia.
A town where they filmed movies to the point where it was so deserted that they left the movie sets there. And people thought there was business, and it's not. Fried Green Tomatoes, River Runs Through It, Sweet Home Alabama. All that stuff was filmed there. A lot of that stuff was just kept there. People didn't know that. And then now when Walking Dead came in, and now they own it, not only it was a one street town, on one side about 6 buildings, now it's 2 streets, crazy amount of buildings, small businesses on it. There's no Walmart, there's no nothing.
Good.
It's all small businesses, restaurants, all that. Even the actors created their own restaurant there and stuff, Nick and Norm's. I mean, everybody goes there. Millions and millions and millions of dollars are pouring this town when it was just deserted. So support independent films, man. Walking Dead was an independent project.
I never knew that.
Independent. And they had a lie to get involved.
That is kick ass.
And it's a crazy story. It's a crazy story. And the way it was pitched, it was different. And they kind of threw a little fib to contact, give interest in the investor. Mm-hmm. And then they told him the true story about it. When he read the script, he went crazy. And he was like, oh, my God. You know, they couldn't afford ink. And the thing was black and white, comic black and white.
Wow.
And now look where it's at.
Right? I mean, look at Norman Reedus. Isn't he doing a spinoff?
Spinoff comes out this fall.
And wow.
Rick and Michonne show comes out a little bit after. You know, Fear is Ending. The Walking Dead universe has a lot of spinoffs, a lot of different stories that are coming out. And the great part is that it's still a connecting people. They still hire the actors, the crew, all these guys.
Sweet.
So, yeah, we got great friends that work on all their projects. So it's good. Yeah, it's a big supportive thing. That's what we've got to do.
And it's amazing that he wasn't even in the comic books, and he just made it. He made it. Everybody loved him.
Yeah.
Well, of course, who wouldn't love anybody from Boondock Saints?
Hi, y'all. Another independent project.
Yes, I know that one.
That was being pitched in a small table in conventions where nobody knew who they were. Well, they knew one.
Yep.
But, you know, it's like you support, you like. When people start falling in love with just the market,
you lose
the story. You lose the source.
The heart. You lose the heart of it all.
So, you know, check out independent films, man. It's a great support. I'm doing a lot of them, and all of it is attached to anti-bullying, suicide awareness. I've written 3 books the same way. It's something to attach to you when your mind is in a different place. I throw books in there, and it tells stories how to cure your mind, man. And it's based out of horror. It's based out of military, a lot of military experiences. From feeling like you're reading a Hallmark movie to feeling like you're reading the old school horror kind of deal.
Yep.
So check it out, man. It's to support us.
Yep. Santiago Cirillo, everybody. I'm going to let him go so he can do what he needs to do.
Hiya.
Love you, brother.
Love you, sweetie. Mm. You're amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. So are you.
I come next year for the Hiya Nation Paranormal Horror Show. Will be the official podcast for the horror show. So anything that they have that's going to be announced or anything that's going to be coming up will be coming through my show, Exploring the Paranormal Perspective. And I am so hyped. I am so ecstatic. I will be doing lots of interviews and doing lots of stuff to prepare for next year's show. And I'm just very happy. It's still like a shock. Still, like, whenever he announced it to me and told me about it, I was hyped up. I was like, oh my God, yes, I'll do it. Da, 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 da. And I think it still hasn't really hit me yet that I'm going to be busy coming up. I'm going to be really, really busy coming up. He's got 6 movies that he's going to be doing. And I'm going to be getting information from him on the movies and stuff. I am very honored that he would ask me and my show to be the official podcast for something that he dreamed of creating, his convention. I am very honored and I just hope I don't let him down. I guess that's a big thing. That's my announcement. I wanted to let you guys know about moving over to Kick and becoming the official podcast for Hiya Nation Paranormal Horror Show. So I'm stoked with that. In September, it's SILCON in Illinois, 15th, 16th, and 17th. And then in the end of September, it's Bordertown Convention. That's the last weekend of September. And then in October, it's the Arkansas Paranormal Expo. And then in November 10th is the Pythian Castle. We'll be investigating the Pythian Castle. And the day after Thanksgiving, we will be investigating the McIntyre Villa. So we have a busy next few months. And then we're going to take a break from traveling everywhere for a little bit. Yes, busy, busy. It's going to be so busy. I'm still doing a review of the Ray County Museum. I am almost done. Yay. And I'll be posting up my findings. Unfortunately, I didn't get a lot of video, which sucks. So I didn't see anything yet. I was kind of overwhelmed a moment because I didn't realize how much I was going to be traveling here in the next couple of months. Luckily, Arkansas is only like 6 hours away. New York and Indiana and Illinois are the two that really, because Illinois is 10 hours, Indiana is 12 hours, and New York is 18. You know how some of these podcasters go to red carpet events and talk to the stars and everything? That's pretty much what a lot of what I'm going to be doing. There may be more stuff that I'm going to be doing. I don't know. We'll be sitting down talking to Zonti whenever he gets a breath, because he's got 6 movies he's doing. And I don't know. I hope so, because this is something I love to do. If I could get big enough to quit my day job, I would. In a heartbeat. That place is sucking me dry. And he is really big on supporting independent films, independent music, small businesses. And it would be awesome. Hopefully I'll be able to do that. We'll see. We'll see what happens. It's still in the works. We're still trying to get everything together. But I think it's going to be a great opportunity to get the podcast out there and get me out there to network and speak to everybody. While it's going to be an awesome, awesome experience, and especially the causes that he backs, because he is so against bullying and he is so for the suicide awareness. So I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to it. I cannot wait. Again, in September, it's going to be SILCON in Illinois. So we're going to be going to the Silicon in Illinois on the 15th, 16th, and 17th of September. And then the end of that month, we're going to Caney, Kansas for Border Town Convention. Then in October, the weekend that what they call the weekend before Halloween, that's when we're going to be at the Arkansas Paranormal Expo. And I had to think about it. So many L's were going through my brain at the time. Little Rock, Arkansas. But we're going to be at so many different haunted locations, you guys. It's going to be so fun. We're going to be at so many conventions. I'm so excited. I'm also talking to the manager over at the Velisca Axe Murder House. So I'm really looking forward to that one. We are trying to plan that one for February or March of next year so we can have a break from traveling, because we're going to be traveling. I swear, before I started this stream, I had a headache and I wasn't feeling it, and I was feeling kind of queasy and sick, but I'm feeling a lot better now. Yay for Tylenol. And then when we go to Silicon, that's the 15th, 16th, 17th, then we'll be leaving the 14th on that one to head up there. So more road trip fun. Hopefully Google don't kill us. Actually, I got to lose weight, and here I am eating Sour Patch Kids. But I love sour candy. But yeah, Border Town's going to be fun too, because Border Town, we're going to be going out in the middle of nowhere to go UFO hunting the night before. So y'all need to stay tuned for that too, because we'll be looking at the stars. Yes, I'm going to be swamped. But hey, I love it. This is the stuff I love. This is my passion. I love the paranormal. I love horror. And I love talking to you guys and letting you guys know what's happening and trying to be a comfort or a funny comedian or whatever you guys like to hear from me. So let me know what you'd like to hear. If you have a haunted location you want me to report about, or a true crime you want me to report about, let me know in the DMs, or you can go to Shaw Wooten over on Facebook, SHAWOOTEN, and leave me a line there. Or you can go to exploringtheparanormalperspective.com and drop a line in the chat there. I will see you then. So see y'all in a little bit.